We want to turn now to a CBS News exclusive. Tonight, we're getting a close-up look at the federal crackdown on the fentanyl crisis in this country. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents today conducted multiple raids in Tucson, Arizona. And CBS's Jeff Begays was there.
Does anybody have any questions?
Before dawn, agents from Homeland Security Investigations huddled to brief on the raid. Their target, a house where suspects possibly tied to fentanyl distribution allegedly operate.
We're executing two federal search warrants this morning. We're looking for potential precursor chemicals.
Precursor chemicals used to make fentanyl 50 times stronger than heroin. The operation involved multiple law enforcement agencies.
This is what appears to be a quiet residential neighborhood in Tucson, Arizona, and right now, early this morning, police have swarmed this neighborhood.
And this is what agents confiscated, more than 100 pounds of precursor chemicals, and this showed that at least some came from China.
The Mexican drug cartels ensure that the elements that go into making fentanyl are shipped separately. Why is it so hard to stop the distribution?
Because there's so many different ways that it can be smuggled into the United States, right? It's coming in through 18-wheelers, it's coming in through passenger vehicles, it's coming in through people walking across the border, it's being backpacked into the country.
Last year, the DEA seized over 50 million fentanyl-laced pills and over 10,000 pounds of fentanyl powder, enough to kill every American. Fentanyl killed Misty Little's 26-year-old daughter, Cheyenne, who did not know that she had swallowed a pill laced with the drug.
I want people to know that Cheyenne was a vibrant young woman that had her whole entire future ahead of her, that one bad decision she shouldn't have lost her life over.